This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One can essentially guarantee that we have not yet reached peak money in politics for this election cycle, both in terms of absolute dollar amounts solicited and raised and stories about that money and whence it comes. Our entry today is hedge funds. Political contributions from them are at an all-time high and growing, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
It's hard enough to snag an interview with a big hedge fund manager, but when you're asking about campaign contributions, crickets. Yep, nothing. But then I finally found someone.
Hi, Ted. I'm great. How are you?
Good to see you.
Ted is Ted Peters, chairman of the Bluestone Financial Institutions Group. Peters and a partner run a couple of different funds from their office in Wayne, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. One of the funds is a hedge fund.
$90 million of total assets under management.
Peters is not a huge player in the hedge fund world, but he does make campaign contributions.
I basically support people who I think are moderate and are practical. For president, I supported John Kasich and went to fundraisers and wrote some checks for that.
Peters points to a picture of himself at another fundraiser with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Peters didn't follow Christie into the Donald Trump camp, though.
Trump is just too extreme for me.
Peters describes himself as an Eisenhower Republican, a moderate who's given to candidates from both parties. Now he'll focus his contributions farther down the ballot, giving to candidates for Congress who'll still reach across the aisle. Why give?
The levels which I give at certainly are not going to have any influence. Do you buy some kind of access? You may. You certainly may, yeah.
Peters figures he's given $10,000 or less a year for the past 15 to 20 years. He says the members of Congress he's given to would take his calls and meet with him, though Peters doesn't like to leave his office in Wayne, a quaint town he proudly shows off as he opens the door to see me out.
So over across the street, that red brick building, the start of that was called National Bank of the Main Line.
A world away from Wayne, the big hedge fund managers are contributing millions to politicians. In fact,
hedge fund donations already exceed $80 million.
That's Sheila Krumholtz, executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonprofit that tracks political spending. She says hedge funds have already spent 50% more than they did at this point in the last presidential election. Krumholtz says their political contributions really took off in 2008, going from a few million dollars to almost $21 million.
They want a relationship with power brokers in Washington who can help grease the skids on their agenda.
And it's a big agenda. Hedge funds want to stave off more government regulation. They want bankruptcy laws that ensure they're first in line to get their money back if one of their investments goes sour. And they want to be sure no one jacks up the tax rate they pay on their cut of the profits they make for investors. But hedge funds aren't just making political contributions.
The campaign contributions buy you a seat at the table, but you have to know what fork to use.
That's where the lobbyists come in. And hedge funds are also spending more on lobbying, says Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
Campaign contributions get you access to members of Congress, but then you send in the people who really know the issues and try to get an outcome that's most favorable to the industry that's being regulated.
But spending only has to be reported by registered lobbyists. And lots of people lobby, but don't have to register. So we don't know exactly how much hedge funds are spending on lobbyists. Ditto for campaign contributions. Because of dark money, contributions to groups that never have to say where their money comes from, which is just fine with secretive hedge funds. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.